contract between two peoples.
Glory to God.
The greater one, there's always a greater one, forges this agreement with the weaker one. That's how usually the covenant is made. That's how we begin to build economics in America. You got rice and I have cane. I can't grow the rice and you can't grow the cane. But let's covenant together.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Examine the Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
If we count you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 1,000. If we count you, can we count on you? Let me just help you. Most children can count on their mama. Most children. You're proof positive that that happened. Right? They wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for you. It's a little lax as it relates to dads, because 70% of households in the African American communities are led by single females. That's what we're trying to correct here at Truth Revealed. To raise up an army of men that never quit their family. I want to commend all men who are sticking with it. I want to thank you, because I come at your heart, but let me thank you. All I want you to do is don't leave her, because she don't know what to do if you're not there. She has no clue. I don't care how she acts. Without you, she don't know what she's doing. She's trying to battle with being a man or a woman as how she's strong and calm and how to work these things out. And it's difficult. That's why the man has to be there. If we get the man, we can get the family. We got to get you, man. I had a man visit the church here that I grew up with today. And what's his name? Where is Nick? He must not be in the sanctuary. See, you never know. I may call on you. So I wait on Nick. He need this word. Huh? One time I was preaching and I didn't see Megan. I said, where's Megan? And nobody knew. Why would I keep preaching? Somebody find my baby. Y'all want to have church. This is church. Nick needs this word. So where is he? And if I can chasten my brother, who are you? Who are you to act like you can't be corrected? This is a whole new season, a new day. Get your feelings off your shoulder and let's move forward. I ain't waiting on them no more. We need assertiveness and we need accessibility. Like Nick, I know he's accessible to me, but not right now. He just came from Raleigh with me. Nick, you good? Good. Good. I had to use you as an example of being accessible. And right now, I don't know what you were dealing with, but you weren't in the room when I needed to speak to you. So I want you to work on that. Okay? I want you to work on that. This is serious. I'm not trying to embarrass him. One time I was talking about my brother and dude got mad. Why are you mad? We're moving in the kingdom dynamic. There are people who can point at everybody else but can't speak to their own. Before you start speaking to mine, at least speak to your own. That's what I'm showing you. This is what I do. You need this word, man. Okay? Because God is picking Samuels. He's moving over Eli's. And he's picking Samuels, who may not know his voice, but they can hear it. So you want to stay accessible. Okay? Who was that man that came to church this morning? But you don't remember his name, right? Mike Murray. Some of you from Titusville may remember him. But anyway, he lives in Vieira, and he brought his wife to church, and he heard me speaking at a funeral last week. And he said, I got to find the house. When you start seeing people from your childhood come, it's an indicator, because that usually don't happen. Right, people that knew you when you were little Pete, they don't want to hear you preach. Jesus tried to go to Nazareth, and they said, what's up? That's why he had to move out. When you start seeing, when the eagles come home, when there's a gathering like that, you need to understand that means he's pulling people from different spots and different places. By the way, Nick really helped me in Raleigh. He went to Raleigh with me, and I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Another reason why God is selecting Samuels today, because he needs people that are capable. Capable. And you can always work on your capabilities. You can educate yourself and grow. Some people get mad when they're not chosen first. Michael Jordan wasn't chosen first. He was cut in the 9th grade. They didn't know what was in the boy. Maybe his coordination, maybe because he grew like almost 12 inches in a year. That's what his older brother said. That he just grew, man. It's just something happened to him. And maybe when you grow that fast, your coordination is a little off when he's trying to dribble. But the next year, they started coming everything started working. And while he was out, he was working on his craft. So in the 10th grade, he was blowing people up. In the 11th grade, it was amazing when he was in the 11th grade. In high school, everybody can see something is up with this boy. In the 12th grade, and then when he went into college, it was off the chain, and you know the story. But you can work on your capability. Some people get mad because they're not chosen first. And if they didn't choose you first, don't mean you quit working on yourself. You keep on working on, because God is choosing capability, not maturity in your capability. But are you trying? Are you trying to develop yourself? Are you better along this year than you were last year? Are you making steps forward, or are you still standing still in your capability? The capable people, the happy people, will be motivated people. And the motivated people always have a good attitude. You will leak motivation if your attitude isn't right. It's like leaking oil in your car. And eventually the motor of motivation will stall. Keep fresh oil in your motivation. Not Folgers. Not Starbucks. Not white mochas. Not Dunkin' Donuts. Your attitude will determine how fast you go. And God is choosing people who are capable, motivated, and have a good attitude. Can somebody say amen? I don't care if they hurt your feelings, smile anyway. I don't care if they get your face saved, smile anyway. When you're working on my team, I need you to smile. And tell people, welcome to Truth Revealed. Thank you, Lord. So what is a covenant? A covenant is a chosen relationship or partnership with which two parties make binding promises. It is a chosen relationship or partnership in which two parties make a binding promise. One more time, a covenant is a chosen relationship or partnership in which two parties make a binding promise to each other. To each other, or to work together for a common goal. God made a covenant with Noah. God made a covenant with Abraham. God made a covenant with a nation called Israel. Then God made a covenant with his servant David. And then God made a covenant with you. It's called the New Covenant. This is a type of relationship. It is very common in the Bible, a type of relationship. There were personal covenants between two people, and then personal covenants like between David and Jonathan. You see it in 1 Samuel chapter 23. Then there are political covenants that are made by nations. Kings make covenant with other kings, like King Solomon to stop war, make covenant, cut covenant with the king Hiram so they would never fight each other. What's happening in the Ukraine right now is you got a madman that doesn't care about covenants. He made covenants as well, nuclear covenants, because he has a large arsenal. He can blow up the world three times. For those of you that say, well, why do we mess with that? We just need to let them go. You don't understand. You don't understand the power this man wields. One man is fighting against a force. And if America got involved, because we have a lot of nuclear capability as well, we made a covenant that we would not strike another nuclear nation. And so a no-fly zone would cause that to happen, because we would have to send over anti-aircraft missiles and take our aircraft over there as well. Let me calm down. And you shoot down as America one of their fighter pilots, then we start exchanging nuclear bombs to each other. They're going to try to take out New York as we take out Moscow. Not just half of it, the whole city. Can you dig it? We're not talking about streets and corners and all of that other stuff. We're talking about the whole goddamn town. Can you dig it? One bomb can blow up the entire city of New York. Not the towers. The whole city leveled. That's the kind of power we have. That can happen in every major city, from Atlanta, Georgia, to Dallas, Texas, all the way over to San Francisco, California, Chicago, Illinois, and the beat goes on. This is the kind of power these two nations have. He's just playing with the Ukraine. He could blow the whole thing up. But we don't understand that. We're making these promises and making these things. Covenants mean something. The madman don't care about covenants. He said, I want Ukraine for myself. One man. And I'm going after it. And if you do anything, remember I have an arsenal. That's what he's saying. You ever seen the movie called The Hunt for Red October? It's one of the best ever. It started with a book. Read the book, it's better than the movie. The Hunt for Red, it is a nuclear sub that is sent by the Russians. Actually, Tom Clancy was pulled into the CIA. He said, how do you get this knowledge? Because he writes the Patriot Games. This is when I started reading. When I was 25 years old, I started reading, and just a man looked at me one night and he said, man, do you read? I said, not really. He said, 25 years are going to pass whether you read or not. But if you take my advice, you'll be a whole lot better off if you start right now. And I took his advice. That's why I can talk to you the way I'm talking to you. The Hunt for Red October, which is a nuclear sub that can go silent in the sea and sit off the coast of New York or the coast of Washington, D.C. and drop atomic bombs on cities, and level them. And this was written 20-something years ago. What do you think is going on right now? This is what you need to see, that things are moving because of the lack of covenant. Things are moving in the earth today that we've never seen before. And believe me, nuclear subs are moving to the region. To the region. Believe me, it's happening. You can't see it, but believe me, it's happening. CIA, you don't have to pull me in. I just hear the Holy Ghost. Solomon was a wise man. His father was a fighter. And he said, I don't want to go to war. So what I'll do is I'll marry a girl from every nation. And when that man know his daughter is in my court, he won't blow me up. That's the reason why he has 600. I want y'all to start looking beyond just sexual activity. He used it as a political ploy to establish covenants. And that's why we don't understand covenants to this day. If your daughter's living in a house, you're not going to cuss the house. If your son is in the city, you're not going to blow it up. That's how covenants are made. The word covenant defines an agreement, an accord, a contract between two peoples. Glory to God. The greater one, there's always a greater one, forges this agreement with the weaker one. That's how usually the covenant is made. That's how we begin to build economics in America. You got rice and I have cane. I can't grow the rice and you can't grow the cane. But let's covenant together. Let's partner together. I will give you rice, you will give me cane. And as we work together and others come into it, we'll pay and charge them a little bit more so we can get paid for our source. That's how businesses started in America and around the world. And we use money to exchange our goods. After a while, it don't need to be cane. It doesn't need to be rice. It's just money. That's how it really works. So if you're in covenant with somebody, you're either the strong one or the weaker one, but it shouldn't be one-sided. You don't even know the bear the burden until you're able to do what you expect others to do. That's how God is. God says, I'm the greater one, you're the weaker one, but I want to go into covenant with you. There's no way you can fulfill your deal. So I'm going to make it work. I'll go into covenant with myself to make sure you win. Y'all understand? The more you understand covenant, the more appreciative you will be of God. The spirit of the covenant speaks. And the spirit of the covenant always upgrades. It's always upgrading the parties. Never diminishing the parties. It always upgrades and enhances the lesser one. So why would we go into covenant and get oil from Russia? Our economy is bigger. We could be energy independent. But you would be isolated. I'm blown away with all of this. This is really Sean Hannity that coached the previous president on about 12 things, because when he first started running, he was scattered brain. But he kept working with, I'm watching Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity pulled him together. What are you going to do about the borders? Well, the borders are a disaster. But what are you going to do about the borders? They're a disaster. Okay, what about strong borders? Yes, strong borders. I'm going to build a wall. And what are you going to do about law enforcement? See, it's a disaster. Law enforcement is a disaster. What are you going to do about it? We're going to have strong law. Yeah, we need to really protect our police. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do about energy independence? That's what Sean Hannity said. Energy. See, our energy stuff is a disaster. But see, we can be energy independent. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we're going to be energy independent. The real president is Sean Hannity. I know you all don't believe it, but I'm telling you, he shaped the political discourse. The president was scatterbrained. He didn't even know about all of that. He knew how to run a casino and to sell you steaks and to make banks buy into him, and he don't really have no money. That's really what happened, church. But what you don't understand about energy independence is the reason why we go and snake into these nations is because we want covenant. Agreements. So we'll buy the oil from you, Russia, if you keep your arsenal down. You look at it from the outside, why would we buy oil from our enemies? Why would we buy oil from Iran? Because we're trying to keep our enemies from attacking Israel. You're only looking at it as independence, America first, everything first, but we're living in an interconnected tight world now. Networks around the world. Even economies. If we listen to me, if he can blow up Ukraine and your gas prices go up, why would it affect your gas prices? Because we're interconnected like that. When you break down covenants, you have chaos. Now, my philosophy may not win with you, but I've studied it. So I'm looking, if you come up with something that's a little bit better, then let me know. But what I'm saying, I'm trying to show you the reason why we do what we do to these nations is that we would have eyes there. Did you know we just kicked out Russian ambassadors recently that we believe were spies here? That just happened, right? Same thing happened with China and these other nations. Why do we have embassies in all nations around the world? Because we want to have eyes in these nations. So we'll know what's happening. That's why they were able to tell you, the CIA, he's coming, he's about to launch within the next 7 days. You will see him do this. How were they able to tell that? They're not God. But they have networks in place. They can hear secret conversations. You pull out your oil and stop buying from other nations around the world, we lose our ears and our eyes because we're not God. We need covenants in the world. And God said, I will start it by giving you a Noahic covenant. So there are five key covenants in the Bible. And I just want to tap into the first one. The first one is Noahic. The second one is Abrahamic. The third is the nation of Israel. The covenant with the nation of Israel. The fourth one is Davidic. He made a covenant with David. You can't jump past David. And then last but not least, he made a new covenant through Jesus Christ our Lord. And it's better than all of them. This insurance policy is better than all of them. How do you know God cares about you? God is the one that starts the relationship. Remember, a covenant is always a connectedness between a greater one and a weaker one, a lesser one. And he cares so much about us. He says, I'm going to go into a contract with you that you can't fulfill because I love you. Thank you, Lord. Just like America loves Puerto Rico, at least we should. It is one of our territories. If you attack Puerto Rico, you're attacking the homeland because we love Puerto Rico. Cuba is right there but doesn't have the same agreement. And they're worse off. If America tied into Haiti right there, you wouldn't see the hell that you see down there. It's a lack of covenant. Haiti wanted its independence from France. They went to war and won it. But the French had stripped them of all of their natural resources. And the great pearl in the Caribbean was left bare. And when they have rains, the mudslides are so severe, it washes everything away. And no government stood in to say, we can come and help you. That's the reason why Haiti is where it is, and it's ungodly and it's unjust, but it's a lack of covenant.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Examine the Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-0611. That's reference number 2203-0611.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Summer is winding down and the Back to School Bash will take place on Saturday, July 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will distribute school supplies to students enrolled in kindergarten through 12th grade. Backpacks, pencils, markers, notebooks, and more supplies can be dropped off in the Christian Education Department. And if you would like to volunteer to assist with this event, please email ced@truthreveal.org. Truth Reveal, in partnership with MeloCare, will host a CPR first aid training for youth ages 8 to 17 on Sunday, July 31st, from 8 to 11 a.m. Registration is limited. Helps Community Initiatives will sponsor the first 25 children who register by July 24th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details and log on to our website to register.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.